Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast. I'm Raymond Bechet. The music you just heard was written by Mexican composer Silvestre Revueltas. It's part of the soundtrack for the 1935 film Redis. But the soundtrack was newly recorded by the Post-Classical Ensemble and available on DVD as part of a re-release of this historic film. It's an incredible film in many ways. It was co-directed by Fred Zinnemann and Emilio Gomez Muriel and featured cinematography by none other than Paul Strand. So as you listen to the music in this podcast, just imagine what it would be like with the images to go with it. The opening music is called Good Fishing because that's what it roughly relates to at that point in the film. Here's a bit more. Redis is a 1935 Mexican film about the fishing community of Alvarado on the Gulf Coast of Mexico, near the city of Veracruz. Although originally conceived of as a documentary, the story eventually became something of a fiction-documentary hybrid. The word redis refers to fishing nets, though in the United States the film was originally released with the title The Wave. It's a story about poor fishermen victimized by monopoly control of their market, and it argues for organized resistance as a necessary means of political reform. Visually, Redis is a poem of stark light and shadow, of dark clouds and sea, palm fronds, thatched huts, and as one might expect with Paul Strand, a cinematographer, it's visually stunning. Much of the movie has no dialogue, and throughout the movie, spoken word and music, they seldom happen at the same time. This allows the music at times to assume the role of dialogue in a way, well, it both complements and comments on the visual images. All of which is to say, you really should see the movie yourself. Here's how the movie actually begins, musically at least. Silvestre Revueltas was born into a family of artists on the last day of the 1800s. That's December 31st, 1899, in Santiago Papasquiaro. That's a town in the state of Durango, nestled on the eastern slopes of the Sierra Madre Occidental Mountains in northwest Mexico. Revueltas became a violinist, conductor, composer, but died at a young age of pneumonia made worse by alcoholism. He wasn't a prolific composer, but what he did write was not only terrific, but it really hints at what might have been. Among his best-known works are two film scores, La Noche de las Mayas and the current music we're listening to, Redas. American composer Aaron Copland was a big fan of Revueltas' music. In a 1937 article for the New York Times, Copland wrote, "Revueltas is the type of inspired composer in the sense that Schubert was an inspired composer. That is to say, his music is a spontaneous outpouring, a strong expression of his inner emotions. There's nothing premeditated about him. When seized by the creative urge, he's been known to spend days on end without food or sleep until the piece is finished." Roberto Kolb Neuhaus, one of the great experts on Revueltas' music, describes it this way. "Revueltas' musical constructions remind us of the modernism of Cubist paintings. The figures drawn from everyday life are twisted, turned, or superimposed, unfolding hidden dimensions yet remaining at the same time simple and identifiable. Revueltas' familiar tunes and sounds are daringly intertwined or layered, creating a mosaic of clean and transparent complexity that can be listened to this way or the other or both at the same time." Here's the music Revueltas wrote to accompany a fight scene, which is pretty easy to imagine just from the music. Besides launching the careers of several of its key collaborators, Redas also helped restart an almost extinct Mexican film industry. Film historian Charles Ramirez Berg, who teaches at the University of Texas in Austin, talks about its importance in a 2013 essay. He writes, "The film came at a seminal moment in Mexican history. The nation was rebuilding after a devastating revolution. Its burgeoning artistic community had initiated a vigorous nationalistic arts movement, and its film industry was practically extinct. Ironically, part of Mexico's cinematic resurrection was due to Redis, a film made by a diverse collection of international collaborators. A prominent member of the American avant-garde, a fledgling European filmmaker with a smattering of Hollywood experience, and an aspiring Mexican director. Produced under trying circumstances and for very little money, Redis nevertheless became a classic Mexican film, launched several cinematic careers, and spearheaded a new transnational film movement in the process. This kind of collaboration is worth noting in today's fear and hate-infused political climate." The Post-Classical Ensemble was founded in 2003 as an experimental orchestral laboratory by Ángel Gil Ordóñez, a conductor, and Joseph Horowitz. Their tagline, "More Than an Orchestra," suggests that their work may be full of surprises and interesting collaborations. If you're ever in the Washington, D.C. area, check out what they're doing, and if you live in that area, well, lucky you. Redis is the final part of an ongoing DVD project that presents three classic American documentaries, The Plow That Broke the Plains and The River, both with music by Virgil Thompson, and The City, with music by Aaron Copland, all of them with newly recorded soundtracks. Redis is the fourth part of this tetralogy, with the entire series available on Naxos DVD. One of the most dramatic sections of the movie Redis, a pivotal point, is when the fishermen begin working together in the face of a corporate Goliath. And Revueltas's music, well, it provides this sparse, somber, and at the same time haunting and powerful background.
Thank you.
You have been listening to music by Silvestre Revueltas from his score for the movie Redis. It's available from fine retailers everywhere on a Naxos DVD, catalog number 2.110372. I don't normally do podcasts about movie releases, but for Redis, I will make an exception. It's an utterly amazing project put together by an incredible team, both the original version and this restoration with the newly recorded soundtrack. In the original movie, Fred Zinnemann co-directed. Paul Strand was the cinematographer, and the whole movie is held together by Revueltas' score. And you don't have to take my word for it. The legendary film director Martin Scorsese said of Redis, "It's a very special film. Strand brought his camera eye, Zinnemann brought his tremendous sensitivity to actors, and with his score, Revueltas gave the film a terrific majesty and grandeur." High praise from someone who knows exactly what they're talking about in film. To go out, here's a section of music simply called Good Fishing. It's the same music that began the podcast. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.